especially in the states where we have marriage that is approved. I think there'll be 12 in the next coming months. I still think that there's some thorny issues out there, and it'll be interesting because one big one is divorce.
Right. I was just going to say, we don't want to bring that up when we're celebrating marriage, but...
There's no reason why gay couples should be any more successful at marriage than straight couples, is there? So when I was a financial advisor, I had a handful of gay clients.
Right.
And when they broke up, it was a nightmare because there was no framework that you could use.
Yeah.
So I think that in divorce, it's going to be also actually helpful for gay couples. I'm not so sure how it's going to work if you are married in a state that approves of same sex. If I get married in California and then I move to Utah, I'm not exactly sure what happens there. And I think we're going to need some clarity on that.
Right. It's almost an argument for staying put, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you might want to say that we're in some sort of pink ghetto. Just keep yourselves confined to the states that have approved same-sex marriage.
Now that we have this ruling, of course, as you alluded to, some of this is going to get really complicated for people. Where can people go to get legal assistance or advice to navigate this new legal territory?
You know, I think that, first of all, I think it's going to be available and much more readily available in about 6 weeks, because I think that there's going to be some things that are clarified. And if you're really